And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man. Covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, this show, I'm talking about this show, goes woo, from Huntsville way on back to Chattanooga, from Tuscaloosa way on back to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn. And oh, yes, by the way, there's big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi thrown in all for good measure. A few text messages. I'll jump on those real quick while I can. Dave from Madison says, regarding Ukraine, whatever happened to the U.N.? I haven't heard anything about the U.N. in years, and maybe that's a good thing. Yeah, you know what? The UN is about a, in my opinion, a worthless organization.
You hear about the UN when they bash Israel.
Oh, yes.
And fund terrorists.
And then put the put like Iran on the, you know, the Human Rights Council.
Yep.
Yeah. Brian from Huntsville says, what did he say? Very svelte. Very svelte. Combining the art of the deal with the art of war. Ah, yes. Nice. Big Al from Harvest says, he said, I want to know why the president's wife of Ukraine drives a brand new Bugatti. And he said, never mind. It's been debunked. So he answered his own question. Thanks, Big Al. I don't know. Now, do keep in mind, if she drove a Bugatti, why would they care? Unless she's buying it with U.S. dollars. I see what you're saying. But it's been debunked. But the truth is, he was apparently a rich, by Ukrainian standards, entertainer before he went into the presidency. So there's that. Hey, I got to tell you guys, too, exciting things happening over here at Right Side. Big doings, lots of things happening. One of which is, y'all have been raiding the merch store like crazy. So if you're not familiar, we just last week, we put up the Right Side Radio, or excuse me, the Right Side Media merchandise store. We got coffee mugs of several types. We got T-shirts. We got hats. And we got, what I love, too, our Bulletproof Influence highball glasses. They're actually engraved with the Right Side Media logo. It says Bulletproof Influence, and there's a bullet, a 308 round embedded in the glass itself. And those, I think we've already gone through half our stock on those almost. So that's very cool. I talked to Natalie today. Natalie handles our merchandise, and she was here today packaging up a few and getting them out in the mail. And she said she's already having to order, you know, to plus up some of the sizes because we're getting raided, man.
That's a good thing.
That's right. Y'all want to check out the merch store? Go check out our website, rightsidemedia.org, and just click on the shop tab, and it takes you all the stuff. But yeah, it's there and it's working. I'm loving it. By the way, I want to say this. Butters is our digital guy, and Butters did a good job setting that up.
Yeah, it's like he's done that a couple of times before.
Yeah, well, you know. Shout out to Butters. He's never done it for us.
That's true.
And then the other thing we got going on right now is podcast world is crazy. Crazy cool. And we're also pretty stoked because one of our podcast contributors, which is Jared Hudson, a former Navy SEAL who now combats human trafficking issues, and trained special operations and police forces around the nation. Anyway, Jared Hudson, one of our podcasters, is going on the Sean Ryan show very soon. And that'll be coming out. And so nice to see folks that are part of the Right Side family getting their due. And I'm so glad for it. So we look forward to seeing that. And y'all stay tuned. We'll tell you more when we know more. All right. Listen, I got plenty of things on tap, not the least of which is electric vehicles. Remember electric vehicles? It's kind of like that text we had a moment ago about the UN. Whatever happened to the UN? Whatever happened to electric vehicles? Weren't they all the thing, JP?
Well, I still think Cybertrucks are pretty cool, but besides, okay. What happened to the EV mandate? So I think that's a good question to ask, yeah.
Well, so here's a premise. The government should never set the free market because then it's not free. That's what just happened. I know I've said it on the show before, but let me do this for you. I've said before that I want you guys to always be equipped for those water cooler conversations, those moments you have off the cuff in the grocery store or at Sunday school or at work or wherever, and someone says, hey, what about, and you just come at them and go, well, you know, because you heard it on Right Side Radio. So let me just equip you for that conversation. Hey, so... yeah, EVs. I mean, what do you think? Okay, here's the deal. President Trump signed an executive order right after he took office, maybe the first day. He ended Biden's EV mandates. Biden was spending billions of your tax dollars to help prop up an industry that couldn't prop itself up yet. It does not mean that electric vehicles don't have either A, a place, or B, a future, because they do. If you want an EV, go get you one. I don't care. Just don't tell me I have to buy one because you did. That's the difference. The free market is the whole better mousetrap argument. The free market is, oh, by the way, I built a mousetrap, and it's a good one, and everybody came and bought it. And then the other guy set up his shop right down the street, and he built the better mousetrap. And everybody left me and went to him. And now I have to up my game, and I have to build the better mousetrap. So that, and then next thing you know, you've got a mousetrap market. And it all happened through the natural order of things. The free market took place. The exchange of ideas, the ability to invest, the private sector did what it did, and the consumer also, oh, by the way, had a demand. And that's what's been missing. You have not had consumer demand for electric vehicles to the rate that the government was demanding that we buy the electric vehicles. And so the government then had to subsidize or prop up with your dollars the market to make it work. And so all of a sudden, everybody's sucking down the government dollars. Did you get you some of that? Yeah, I got me some of that. I got some grants. I got some subsidies. I got some absolute bailouts. Oh, it's been good. How's that electric bus working out? Well, we went bankrupt. That's happening everywhere. As these EVs were pushed to the forefront by an administration that did not even understand what the free market was. Democrats believe that government is the rescue source. Democrats believe that government is the end all, and that if without government, we won't get it done. Government did not build Ford's assembly line. Government did not build the smartphone. Government did not build pretty much anything. There have been things that were invented through government effort, like spaceflight, like, you know, any. Government does not take it and make it into the better mousetrap that meets consumer demand. And when government tries to, it screws things up royally. So that water cooler conversation you're going to have, just tell them, yeah, you know, the whole Biden EV thing, that was awful. Why was it awful? Well, it destroyed the free market. You're going to sound like a genius.
Well, no, I'll add too, if they're mandating companies to make EVs, who's the dominant EV battery maker in the world? That would be China. So they're helping China out. But then they're going to, I can't remember if the Biden administration, I believe they put some sort of tariff on EV batteries from China. So you're going to force people to make EV cars and then put a tariff on the main source of EV batteries. So you're double hurting your business in that case. So it's like, how about you don't do that in the first place?
But you're saving the world.
No.
You're saving the world. Don't you understand? Global warming and things. And no, by the way, you have to mine all those rare earth minerals to make those batteries. And then what do you do with the batteries when they've expired? Oh, crap.
Yeah. It's
And here's one of the trickle-down things that people don't think about. When government rushes to something and mandates it happen, second and third order effects begin to pop up. Like, how about this? Suddenly there's more EVs on the road. Have you ever seen an EV catch fire? You can't put the thing out.
Nope.
It takes an ungodly amount of water to put those things out. I know of a company that actually invented a system to make it available to major metropolitan areas that is basically, it's like a picture, a shipping container, a Connex, and you drop the ramp, you hook up a hook to the burning vehicle, tow it inside the box, and then just fill the box with water and just let it sit. Because they're having so much trouble because these EVs, when they catch fire, you know what that means? The EV thing got ahead of the capabilities of society Yep. to deal with the EVs. That's just one more clear indication. How about this? How do you charge the freaking things? Well, I charge it at my house at night. What happens if you're on a trip? Well, I got a little map, a little app on my phone tells me where there's charging stations. What if there's not one near you? What if you go into grandma's house? She lives out in the country. Well, crap. That's where we are. Mm-hmm. They forced something that wasn't ready.
It's almost like the free market will do what it does in due time without intervention from the government.
Pray tell, how's that work?
It's almost like capitalism has been the best for a reason.
You're so good here.
You know, maybe they should have the Biden administration should have called us before doing this stuff.
I hereby knight you as Sir JP. Yeah, you know, and but here's the other thing we're seeing right now. I think we're seeing the market self-correct.
Yeah.
This is we're in. Here's the other piece, y'all. When you're having that water cooler conversation, and someone says, "But it's a free market." Wow, really? Yes, but the free market will always self-correct. What does that mean? It means that once the government gets out of the way and people begin to realize that supply and demand is actually a thing, and the better mousetrap is actually a thing, that oh by the way, the market will self-correct. It will begin to stabilize. It'll reduce its inventory of things it can't sell. It'll build the things it can sell. It'll find the happy middle ground, and it'll meet the niche markets. And all of a sudden, you've got the free market stabilized. It's almost like watching waves crash against a seawall endlessly, and then the water calms down. That's the free market self-correcting.
And by the way, while we're on EVs, people like to talk about how Trump is trying to do everything to help Elon. I think the Biden EV mandate would have helped Tesla and Elon a lot. And then also, yeah, you know, the contracts that they talked about to Tesla were given by Biden. So it's almost like Elon was getting helped by Biden in that sense. So they don't like to connect the dots like that. It doesn't help their narrative.
Doesn't help the narrative at all. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back from this break, I'm going to jump on into this EV thing with a little more detail and give you some stuff that you might want to know. I mean, this is like some of it is like just wow. Like how much money? Where? And what's happening in Alabama? Are we getting charging stations? Why and who's paying for it? I'll tell you, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just giving you all the truth you can slap on a bumper sticker. So, yeah, Trump did sign an executive order that revoked Biden's electric vehicle targets, right? So this happened dating back to, you know, January last month. Has it only been a month? Hasn't Trump been in office again for 2 years now?
I mean, it doesn't feel like a month.
Good Lord.
I can't even keep up.
I just got speed wrinkles on the side of my face as the wind blows by. So President Donald Trump has signed an executive order that that ended the Biden EV targets. Remember Biden had said, and it wasn't binding, it wasn't legal really, it was an executive order saying, we're going to make sure that all, like 50% of all cars that are sold by the year 2030 are electric. Okay. And every one of the manufacturers around the world has kind of went, oh my God. And so they were trying to figure out how they're going to make it happen. Well, okay, do we even have the infrastructure for that? No. And oh, by the way, can they sustain that? Well, how about this? Dateline 2 weeks ago. From USA Today. Ford Motor Company projects mounting EV losses for 2025 with its Q4 profits being slightly up, but still projecting a $5.5 billion loss on its EVs. Just on EVs. $5.5 billion loss just by Ford in 2025. It's just unbelievable. And why? Because government made them retool their manufacturing processes and move to something they weren't ready for. How long does it take to get a new vehicle to the showroom? I mean, some of these things stay in design mode for, you know, a year to 2 years to 3 years. Biden took office and began to mandate immediately, and they had to just jump in. Next thing you know, it's like, okay, what are we going to do? I don't know. Don't make a new car. Just make a battery-powered Mustang. Okay. And by the way, it doesn't look like a Mustang. I'm just saying. I'm a Mustang guy. Doesn't look like. Should have given it a, called it a pony. I don't know. It was different. And I also point out, too, there were also a lot of subliminals. I will say this. A lot of the styling cues they use in EVs look cooler and sharper than they do in a regular gas-burning, and that was by design. It was subliminal. The cooler cars are EVs. You can put those same designs in a gas-burning vehicle.
Yeah.
There's no reason why you couldn't.
By the way, somebody said that the Cybertruck looks like a dumpster. I would have to disagree. I think it would be pretty awesome.
It's a very shiny dumpster.
It's cool, yeah. But you can't replicate the muzzler sound of a gas car.
You can't.
It's too great.
But now you're going to get me started because, yeah, you know they do.
I was just about to say, I wonder if there's a way to replicate it.
Oh, they do.
It won't be the same.
They put speakers under the car, with that are cued to the acceleration of the vehicle, and they ramp up. I'm thinking that that's like saying you're going to eat lab grown meat.
Yeah,
it's fake meat.
You don't feel the umph of the boom.
Don't call it a veggie burger if it's not really a burger.
Mm-hmm.
It's a veggie, and they're trying to make the vroom vroom sound when they don't have the vroom vroom under the hood.
It doesn't have the punch. Doesn't have the feeling.
Listen. I'm a car guy from way back, and I miss it, and I can't wait till the day comes that I can buy one again. But I miss the ability to just turn that key, hit the gas a little bit, and then have a big American V8 just pop to life.
Yeah.
And just rumble. And my 68 Mustang, dude, I had the pipes that came out I had pipes that came out just in front of the rear wheels. So they were right. If I rolled the windows down, I was breathing exhaust and I was loving it. But Ford is right now projecting a $5.5 billion loss. That's brand spanking new. Oh, by the way, how about this? Dateline yesterday. Atlanta, Statesboro, Georgia. A Massachusetts-based electric vehicle supplier has now abandoned its plans to build a manufacturing facility in Georgia. Aspen Aerogels, which makes thermal barriers that insulate the batteries on EV cars from fires, announced on Thursday in an investor call that instead of building its second plant, it'll just increase its production slightly at another plant in Rhode Island. Why? Because the market is self-correcting. They're realizing it's not going to work. I mean, this was a $325 million plant, and they were going to have 250 jobs. And it went away overnight. Why? Because the market was illusory. It was not real. Again, if you want an EV, go get one. I don't care. I'm all for you. You know, fine. And when you're having to, carry a generator in the back of your vehicle that burns gas so you can charge your car while you're driving somewhere, that's just, don't come talking to me.
And then talk about the carbon emissions that were made to make the EV batteries.
Oh, Lord Jesus, that's a whole nother story. Now, we got a lot of stuff going on right now about what is happening with, whether or not we're going to see charging stations. Because here's the thing. And by the way, JP, next when we get back from the break, I'm going to want that audio clip of the bus that we had yesterday that I didn't get to use. If you could find that again for me. But charging stations. How many billions were given to Pete Buttigieg to build us charging stations? We're going to have charging stations everywhere. All God's children are going to have a charging station. Name them after your kids. It was going to be wonderful. Everybody's going to have a charging station. No one will be without a charging station. How many do we have now? We spent, $7.5 billion? We have eight. Eight. Lord. They cost almost $1 billion each, apparently. Eight. That's how many we got. Well, I will say this. We have conflicting reports. I've got a story here from Economic Times, Dateline January 30th of this year. And I've got another from the Alabama News Center, Dateline February 1st, 2 days later. The first story from Economic Times says the state of Alabama suspended its implementation of the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, citing Donald Trump's executive order. In other words, we're not going to be building charging stations. Meanwhile, Alabama News Center 2 days later said ADECA in Alabama just granted $2.26 million for state funds to be used to set up electric vehicle charging stations using grants from the federal government. I don't know. All I know is ain't nobody knows what's going on, but they all know they're spending too much money on it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More of that when we come back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Taco Tuesday. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, we got the Grand Council around this time on a Wednesday afternoon with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. That's always part of our Wednesdays. We got a lot of great segments. There's contributors that come on the show pretty frequently that become like part of the fabric of the show, and I love that. All right, so I'm wrapping up this section on the electric vehicles. EV, did EV go home? Where's EV? EV is nowhere to be seen right now. EV is still out there. I get it. It really is. And some of y'all bought them, and some of y'all bought into the hype. And some of y'all are going to be wishing you hadn't here pretty soon, because the infrastructure they swore to you was going to be built is never going to get built. It's going to it's going to take time. And I really do believe too that there will be some measure of changeover from the standard combustion engine that we have now. I don't know why they didn't just push for hybrids, because you can have gas or electric both, and it just, you know, it worked. But no, it has to be all electric. We're going to save the world. Okay, it's not working out. But that propping up that I told you about, there's two other places where that propping up was taking place. Talk about a self-licking ice cream cone. So the government makes you do something and then gives you the money to do the something and then props up the company that makes the something they say you have. And then just to go ahead and ice the cake a little bit, the government buys some itself. What is that about? That is a self-licking ice cream cone, man. Story here I pulled off of it's a local news story out of Missouri, WUSF, and it's talking about Fort Leonard Wood, but it's every military post. Every military post is like this. The Department of Defense mandated all military branches convert their fleets of non-combat vehicles from gas to electric by 2035. And the buying spree began immediately. All of a sudden, who's one of your biggest clients when you're the EV manufacturer? The U.S. government, who mandated you into existence. That's just weird. Talk about inbred. Anyway, Fort Leonard Wood, in this particular case, has over 700 what they call non-tactical vehicles. Now, sometimes those are just like vans for transporting personnel or buses, or they might even just be regular sedans and cars, you know, that are used at the headquarters that are not going to be the tactical Humvees. That, you know, not everybody drives around in the tactical vehicle now. And it's more cost-effective that way. So the motor pool has a lot more in it. Fort Leonard Wood alone has 700 vehicles, and they were saying that they were going to convert all of them, by 2035. That's only 10 years from now. So within 10 years, every military installation was going to have all electric vehicles. And they're already saying that the ones that they have now, which is only a handful on Fort Leonard Wood, there's 42, there's 7 right now, there's 36 more on the way at the time this was written in 2023, by the way. I'm looking at an article that's almost 2 years old. So how many did we get? Well, they were already struggling with charging stations. Oh, what does that mean? Oh, that means that the whole charging station thing became a part of the mandate. Oh, good. So government bought more of those. I'll tell you where else they did it. You talk about a hosed up situation. School buses. Kid you not. Now, we had it happen in Alabama. I need to get an update on this. What in the world were they thinking? And they said, while we're at it, let's set aside $20 billion in funds and sort of plus up the idea of electric school buses. That's cool. That's awesome. Until you find out it's not, and you're given a bus and it's a lemon, and you're a school district and you got kids on a bus, and what do you do? Well, I got a piece here. This is an audio clip. I'm going to go ahead and call for that audio clip there, JP. Audio clip number one. A school district struggling with the Clean School Bus Program, for which the Democrats' green EV programs just poured money. And those companies, by the way, are now going bankrupt. Play that audio. It's a news story. Play it.
Central Public Schools were awarded 4 electric school buses in June 2023.
We thought it was really exciting. I mean,
wait,
it was really
stop.
Cool.
How cool is this? We're getting free school buses. Keep playing.
But as the bumps in the road increase,
our confidence is waning in these particular electric buses.
She's
Since
being
getting
nice.
The buses, the district has experienced issues. The biggest malfunction happened last December when a bus shut down during a run. When Winthrop Transportation Director Joshua Wheeler tried to drive the bus back to school, it happened again.
Put it off into the side of the road into a snowbank and to help bring me to a stop before I came into an intersection.
Now, they've been off the roads since. After the incident, they sent the buses back to the manufacturer, Lion Electric, to be fixed, but they still failed inspections. Even after additional repairs to pass inspection, the buses are still experiencing mechanical issues. This also comes as Lion Electric is facing increasing financial troubles, temporarily laying off...
Do we... Lion Electric is already laying off people. They don't even have the ability to service the bus they sold. In this particular case, this bus is shut off, and then when they got it so-called repaired, they got it back, and it shut off again. and the guy had to run it off the road into a snowbank to get it to stop. Y'all, it's funny, not funny. You know what I'm saying? It's just absolutely asinine that Biden thought, well, I'm the government. I can go ahead and retool the entire market. This is an industry, a multi-billion dollar industry. And with a stroke of a pen, he thought he would make it different.
Yeah, but was it Biden or was it a millennial staffer?
That's a good point.
I'm sure Biden doesn't even remember signing the EV mandate.
That's back when Elon Musk was still in favor and Tesla was cool.
Yeah.
By the way, just go ahead in a moment of silence here as Sheryl Crow got rid of her Tesla. You saw that?
Yeah, I did.
It's her protest. She sold her Tesla and gave the money to NPR. Golly gee. I think she forgets the fact that Elon made his money at point of sale when she bought it the first time.
So they are fine with driving gas cars in, I guess. I guess they're willing to give up saving the world in protest of Elon.
No, she's going to go buy a Nissan Leaf. What do you bet? What else is out there?
Or a Prius.
I mean, isn't Rivian going bankrupt? One of them is.
One of them is.
So Tesla is still the best one out there. I mean, he's the only guy who was making it in that market before the government subsidies. And the government subsidies go away. Guess who's still standing? The guy who did it with the free market principles. That's who.
I think the funniest is the picture of a bumper sticker of something like against anti-Elon bumper sticker of a Tesla. So you're going to pay for his product, but I'm not going to be happy about it.
I don't like Elon. I don't like Doge. How's that Tesla working out for you? Yeah, and like I said, man, you know what? You want an EV? Go get you one. I don't care. I'd have range anxiety because, oh, by the way, EVs created an entire new dynamic in the world of mental health. They call it range anxiety, where people get in the car and they're worried. Can I get there? I don't know. Is there a charging station on the way? I don't know. How do I arrive at my destination? Just park it and fire up the gas-burning vehicle. Just saying. Why not? It's just, this whole thing was just jackassery. Hey, there's a thought. We haven't done a jackassery sound effect in a long time. Hit me some jackassery. And on that jackassery note, let's take it to a break, brother. We'll take a break right now. We'll come right back. I'll switch gears on you. Border Warriors. We're going to talk about it and get some text messages and catch up because you guys are some prolific texters today. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.